Okay, this is the last point that I'd like to share with you, and it is very important. It's all about the manhood. Manhood. I like to explain as much as I can with this delicate issue. I think we are in a generation with a special ailment, special sickness, special deficiency. It's all about the real fatherhood and motherhood. I know many, many young men and young women who have been raised in a wonderful family, and their parents are really wonderful parents. But despite all this, they have a lot of problems reflecting a lack of receiving the fullness of the fatherhood or motherhood. What is the problem then? The problem that there is a lack, it is not a problem of the parents because they are doing their best, but the problem it is about the proper understanding of this principle of manhood and fatherhood, because they are so connected. And the other side also, womanhood and God's motherhood. And this is a very important principle, like a treasure, that was lost of the Church of God at some point of the centuries. Here is the understanding of the early church. The early church teaches that every person, whether a male or a female, a man or a woman, is born with a gift of a fatherhood, a dominant father, sorry, a recessive or something not yet released, hidden fatherhood or motherhood, because of course this fatherhood or motherhood has its time to be released. What is the time? When they have kids, so that they can exercise their fatherhood or motherhood. And what happens usually, the parents will be very exciting when they marry, waiting for the kids. And when the kids come, they exercise their natural fatherhood and motherhood. And they give all they can give, all care, all love, all needs, because they are reacting with the new gift, the kid, with their natural hidden gift now trying to be released. But this does not work according to the teaching of the early church, simply because they said no one can really have a real fatherhood or motherhood. Only one who had the fatherhood and motherhood, who got the father. Because of this, the Bible speaks about God sometimes as a father, sometimes as a mother.